I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonder Root artist feature. This is a special presentation of our artist feature because this conversation will focus on our recent gallery exhibition, What a Time to Be Alive. And here in this conversation, here at the Wonder Root studio, we have Matt Rosenfeld, Wonder Root's own, as well as Betsy Epps from Atlanta Public Schools, as well as the winning artists from that exhibition. So before we do that, really quickly, Matt, could you tell our listeners out there who these artists are and what they won?
Yes. So we have Kelly Scollard from Grady High School, James Hunt from North Atlanta High School, and Tahira Bradley from South Atlanta High School. And so in conjunction with the exhibition, we had three awards that were given out. Audience Choice, so we kind of had a box. We had a box at the opening reception. The opening reception had upwards of, I think, 80 to 100 people throughout the night that were just voting on the works. So Kelly Scollard won that award. We also had a Wonder Root Selects Award, which was just basically all of the staff members of Wonder Root, you know, looking at the works and deciding which one is their favorite piece. James Hunt won that award. And then we also had a Jury Selects Award, where we reconvened all of the jury members that helped select the works for the show, and they picked their favorite one, and that was Tahira Bradley's piece.
All right. So welcome, Kelly, James, and Tahira. Introduce yourselves, but also say where you go to school and what your grade level is.
I'm Kelly Scollard. I go to Grady High School, and I am a senior.
I'm James Hunt. I go to North Atlanta High School, and I'm a junior.
I'm Tahira Bradley. I go to South Atlanta High School, and I'm a junior.
Matt, I'll start with you. Let's talk about maybe the genesis of What a Time to Be Alive. Talk about that.
Okay, sure. So yeah, the exhibition actually came out of a conversation that Betsy Epps and I had at Maynard Jackson when she was the high school teacher there, and we were sort of brainstorming. She was telling me about the Georgia High School Drawing Competition, which is a drawing competition dedicated just to drawing that sort of convenes some of the most talented artists across Georgia. And I thought it would be really neat to do an exhibition that sort of bridges gaps between schools in the Atlanta public school system. So that's sort of how it originated. We wanted to keep it open-ended, so there were no parameters around submissions. Students could submit 2D, 3D, video, sound art, performance, even if they wanted to. Just to kind of, you know, take the temperature, see what students are doing, and yeah.
Betsy?
Well, when I first started teaching at Maynard Jackson, one of the first groups from the community that contacted me to start building some collaborations with the Maynard Jackson students and the art community was the Wonder Root, this wonderful place here we have right here in the city of Atlanta. And so over a course of a year or so, we had opportunity to talk about, really brainstorming, like Matt said. And the Georgia High School Drawing Competition was a competition that is now defunct, but it was this wonderful space for students to submit, without parameters, anything to do with mark making. And so Matt kind of took that idea and ruminated on it and figured out, well, let's open it up to all Atlanta high school art students, but have it even more open-ended than just mark making.
Mm-hmm. So turning this conversation towards the artists, Kelly, James, and Tahira, what were your thoughts around submitting for this exhibition?
Well, I was introduced to it by my art teacher, John Brandhorst, and I wasn't very familiar with the whole, like, Wonder Root organization, but I'm really glad that I got introduced to it, and I think that this was a really great exhibition and a great way for all of us to, like, be able to show our work together and get to meet, like, kind of the competition, but also your peers from other schools.
Yeah, I was really excited when I heard about it from my teacher. And I just, like, gathered what I thought was my best pieces, and I submitted them. Like, I submitted, like, a pastel drawing. A bunch of random stuff I just submitted because I wanted to get into it and, like, get into the program so I could do my first art exhibit because I've never done anything like this before. So it was a really unique experience for me. I thought it was really eye-opening as well.
Yeah, I also didn't know much about this art exhibit or, like, Wonder Root at all. And it was kind of by chance that I walked into the art room at the right moment because, like, you guys were doing a presentation on what Wonder Root was and what this exhibition was, and like I just sort of walked in and sat down and started listening, and it was really cool. And so I decided to submit some of the pieces I was working on at the time.
Betsy and Matt, talk about the submissions. And I know that you mentioned that there were no parameters, and it could be dance, visual, 2D, 3D work. So talk about the submissions and what type of thought did you feel like the students put into it?
Stephanie Kong, who's Wonder Root's program director, and I went to a bunch of APS schools and gave presentations to sort of familiarize students with Wonder Root and then also to get them excited about submitting work for the exhibition. So that happened. And then schools that we weren't able to schedule meetings with to give presentations to, we sent the information out in hopes that, you know, through the channels it would, the students would have access to it. So, you know, over a course of about a month and a half, over 200 pieces came in, and we decided to put together a jury to look over the works and select the participants. The jury was composed of Betsy Epps, Priscilla Smith, who's the executive director of iDrum Art and Music Gallery, Tyrus Lighton, who's a local artist. He's actually also a Walthall Artist Fellow. And then Talia Mundi, who's a Wonder Root volunteer, myself, and Stephanie Kong. So we took about 2 hours to maybe more than 2 to 3 hours to dig into the applications. And, you know, we had a bunch of parameters, but it ended up being sort of a very open-ended conversation where, you know, we were just going through all of them and digging into the content of the work. And we ended up coming up with 17 participants for the show.
Now, Betsy, I do want to get your perspective of the opening of the show, that actual evening when the show opened. But before that, I want to get the artists to talk about their submissions. So what piece of yours was in the show? And talk maybe somewhat about that piece.
My piece was a piece that I actually worked on right before the school year started. And it was a lot about, like, the people that I had met over the summer, because it was a really crazy summer, and I met so many people and did so much stuff that it was really amazing to see, and I wanted to incorporate that into a piece. And the piece was called Sabelle, and it was a portrait of this girl laying down, and it was photo transferred onto wood and had all this other stuff going on, like there's encaustics and rust paint and all this going on the outside, and it was really a fun process, and wanted to see what it looked like in a gallery. So,
Tahira?
My piece was called A Beautiful Mess, and it all started when my mom told me to clean my room, and I happened to have my camera to the side, so I was sweeping, and I had, like, this dust pile with a bunch of random stuff in it for my room, because it was dirty, keep in mind. So, and then I took my camera, and I just took a picture of it, and, you know, it's all in perspective, so it turned out it was, like, a pile of trash, but it ended up looking great for some reason, so I guess a lot of people liked it. And my teacher, she got me to submit. I really didn't like it that much myself because I knew it was just trash. Like, to me, that's all it looked like. But a lot of people liked it, and they, like, got me to start liking it and be more confident in it. So I ended up submitting it, and surprisingly, it won something. So.
My piece was actually three pieces. It was a triptych of Atlanta architecture done out of acrylic and charcoal. Yeah, they were pretty big. It was 3 foot by 3 foot each, so it was, like, 9 foot total. And I had done it originally as a mural to go in our school, but my teacher encouraged me to submit it for this, and so it kind of changed directions, but ended up here.
Yeah. I mean, so going back to the night of the opening reception, Betsy, I was there. I think all of us were all there. Great reception. Everybody came out. Folks from Atlanta Public Schools, folks from Wonderroot, high schools that were represented, parents, students, family. Betsy, from your perspective, as a former teacher, but also now more or less in an administrative role, what was the response from the APS community?
The response was wonderful. That we had board members, we had the superintendent there. That evening, being able to talk individually with these students and hear them speak about their work and just what a great time to be alive was such an appropriate title for the show, because I just felt like the energy and the excitement around, you know, having student work in a gallery, in a professional gallery. And I want to step back a little bit and talk about the submission process. That's one thing that I think high school students, as many opportunities, and not just high school students, but giving the students an opportunity to see what the process is when you select work. Sometimes there might be a limit to 2 pieces, 5 pieces. And the students going through that process is key, because that's part of, you know, the terminus of the artistic process is getting your work out there, right? So the art teachers, I really want to commend the art teachers that really push their students to get on this kind of, you know, maybe outside of their comfort zone, and to put their work out there. And I would really like to see more APS schools represented in any future shows that APS might have the opportunity to have here at Wonderroot. But I do commend the teachers who really encourage their students to submit work here, even the students who may not have had work selected for the actual show.
Do you all have any favorite moments from the show?
I had a couple of my friends come with me, and a lot of them aren't really familiar with, like, all the art that everyone our age is capable of doing. So I thought it was really cool to see it kind of through their eyes, and to see them see how talented all of our peers actually are.
My favorite moment was coming to the opening show and being able to talk to, like, all the other artists and you guys, because you guys, like, really, like, gave me some confidence in my artwork. Even though it was just, like, one simple picture, it made me want to, like, open my eyes to all the other types of artwork I can do, especially seeing the other kids' artwork. Like, they did stuff that I didn't even know you could do with art, and, like, it was really broad and open, so I think it inspired me a lot.
One of my biggest regrets was I wasn't actually able to make it to the exhibition, and it was terrible. Like, I really, really wanted to come, and then, like, I had these plans, and they got canceled, and they didn't get canceled, and, like, I was out of town the night of the exhibition. But I had some friends who came and, like, told me about the show and how amazing it was to see everyone there, and so, yeah, that's one of my biggest regrets, is not being able to see that.
Matt, Betsy, do y'all have any questions for the artists?
Was this the first time all of y'all had submitted to an exhibit like this, where you have to upload your work? And do you think this will give you kind of a point of departure to look for more opportunities on your own, or to kind of keep your ears perked for opportunities your teachers might post on their bulletin boards or on their websites?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd never really done anything like this, and I didn't think I'd get picked or anything like that, and the fact that I did and it ended up so successful made me want to reach out into, like, more of the art community and get more involved in everything.
I've submitted to a few exhibitions before, but nothing that was quite like this, with, like, all student work that was all, you know, like, local. That was everything, that was people who were here. So that was really amazing to be a part of that.
This is my first time submitting to an exhibition like this, because it's like all students. Like, I've submitted to this bag designing contest once. I didn't win, but I still submitted to it. And I think it's going to make me jump on more opportunities like this. Like, my teacher, she gives us the heads up whenever there's an open thing for students to do. So I think I'm going to start signing up for all of them because I love this.
Two questions. So for Kelly and Tahira, did you have a favorite piece that wasn't yours in the show or one that stood out?
I actually voted for yours, James, at the thing. Yeah, yours was my favorite. I thought that was really cool.
Thank you so much.
My favorite was his and this guy named Chris. His was really good as well. Because I didn't know how you did it. Like, I was like, how did he even get it? Like, it was one of those moments when it's like, how did you even think to do this? That's why I was so inspired by it. And the piece that was next to mine.
Christopher Finley's.
Yeah, Christopher Finley's. I really like that as well.
Cool. And then as burgeoning artists, where do you hope to take your careers or what path do you hope to go down as creatives?
That's one of the hardest questions to ask, but or to answer. But I'm really interested in illustration as I guess a career, and I think it's really cool because as you can see from my piece, I'm interested in mixed media, and with illustration, you can put whatever you want in there. It's sort of a open-ended, and I like that as an artist to be able to explore in what I want to do, whatever I'm interested in at the moment, can sort of reflect in that.
I'm really interested in mixed media as well, and I like to travel or the idea of traveling. So hopefully this summer I'll be able to travel and get more inspiration from traveling. But my main focus right now is photography and mixed media, so I'll be doing those too.
I'm not sure exactly how I want to pursue art as the rest of the road or anything, but it's definitely a part of me, and I always plan on staying creative and making work, but I guess we'll just see how it goes.
So I have one last question, and I'm curious from the conversations that you all have with your peers, your fellow students, what are your art conversations like? What do you all talk about as it relates to art? If you feel like sharing.
I think that a lot of artists put whatever's going on in their life into the work in some way. So even in the picture that you took, it was from cleaning up. It was something that I don't know, an everyday task or something like that, where it was what was going on. And I think that in that, it can sort of be therapeutic in that way. And and that's, I think that's something that we talk about a lot, is whatever's going on in our lives, and it definitely impacts what we're doing. So the conversation, we'll go along that, what made you think of this, or how did you go about doing that? And it could be from some story or something else that happened earlier.
I think a lot of the art conversations I have are wondering how a classmate or a peer did something, because it looks so cool, and they inspire me, and I want to be able to, it's more of oh wow, that's so awesome, how did you do that, or asking them for advice and stuff like that.
I think a lot of our conversations come from what inspires us. We'll be what made you do this, what made you do that, and we'll share our likes and what exactly made us do this, what exactly we watched or saw, or what was happening in our lives that made us create this piece. And we encourage each other a lot too, say you should push your darks, but we say it if you push your darks, this piece will be amazing. We try to encourage each other and stuff.
Now Betsy, from the perspective of your current position as the fine arts coordinator for APS, what is your mission for or your even your vision for what this role is and is going to become?
And it's interesting that you asked that question, because that has been kind of my big question, to how to articulate that. But what I see is Atlanta Public School System being the vehicle for all of these wonderful students to have amazing creative spaces to make their work, whether it's music or dance or theater or visual art. And then with partners like Wonderroot, really building these types of opportunities so students are getting real-world experiences. And I know that sounds kind of education-y because we're college and career ready, but I think the more students have opportunities in kind of a safe space to get their work out there, to get out into the art community in this wonderfully vibrant city that is filled with the arts, then I just feel like we are a springboard that is an underused vehicle for all of our students to take the arts as kind of their weapon to go out into the world in a safe space.
And lastly, Matt, could you give some perspective from the Wonder Root side of things? Let the listeners know what Wonder Root's perspective is when it comes to art and some of our educational programming.
Historically, it has been supplemental. So we've done, you know, a lot of sort of skill building workshops. We had one called Immaterial Collaging for students at Maynard Jackson that was sort of teaching, because they the computers at Maynard aren't equipped with software like Photoshop, it's sort of teaching students sort of more contemporary modes of image making while also understanding the history of image making. So they were like scanning objects in and importing the files into Photoshop and creating digital collages and then printing those out as transparencies and layering them on photosensitive paper and exposing them to the sun to create cyanotypes. So, you know, something that's maybe a little bit more playful and experimental than you may have in a traditional high school curriculum. But then apart from that, also sort of, you know, doing a lot of interviews with students, with teachers, with stakeholders in the different schools in Atlanta to assess what the need is and, you know, how the arts community can sort of fill that need. You know, I think one thing that really came from this was sort of, as I said before, creating a bridge of sorts so that students at Booker T. Washington can meet students at Grady. And, you know, they can kind of share ideas. They can see what they're working on. They can talk about the curriculums that the teachers are giving them and, you know, kind of share notes and grow. So, you know, that being said, I would say we're very much in the developmental stage as it comes to our relationship with the Atlanta Public School System. You know, this exhibition, we hope, will happen every year and that it will continue to grow. You know, I haven't talked to Betsy about it yet, but, you know, even perhaps partnering with teachers and sort of embedding the exhibition into the curriculum so that, you know, maybe we go to the schools and, you know, give the students a prompt that's maybe more content-based, and then students are creating work for, you know, a series of months that will then be able to be submitted to the exhibition so that you can sort of see the trajectory of growth. But, you know, we'll see. It's going to happen next year for sure. And our educational programming is only going to grow. So stay tuned, I guess.
Stay tuned, indeed. Well, as we wrap up, on behalf of Wonder Root, I would like to thank Kelly and James and Tahira for sharing their work with us as part of this exhibit. And Matt and Betsy, I would love for each of you to give your information so that anyone who's listening and wants to get in touch with us or in touch with you, Betsy, about all the work that's happening, let all of them know how they can be in touch.
Yep. So Matt Rosenfeld or Matthew here, you can reach me via email at Matthew, which is MATTHEW @wonderroot.org.
And I am Betsy Epps, Fine and Performing Art Coordinator in Atlanta Public Schools. And you may reach me through email at EMEPPES@atlanta.k12.ga.us.
All right. Well, Kelly, James, Tahira, Matt, Betsy, all of you, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.